Hi, everyone. I'm here with my colleague Marco today to talk about how we are doing open source firmware testing. Here is what we are going to talk about today. I will talk about the problem statement and clarify why do we need firmware testing at all, what do we want from a firmware testing system. And then Marco is going to go into details about the architecture of what we are actually using, and some details about how do we use interfaces and plugins in this testing system. So starting from the problem statement, it's not news that we run open source firmware in our data center infrastructure. And we've been talking extensively about it in the past, even at FOSDEM. There is a post about the Facebook Minipack platform, which runs open system firmware. And all the development happens upstream. So we are using Core Boot and Linux Boot for the firmware that powers this platform. And being Core Boot and being Linux Boot, this means that everything happens upstream on GitHub and Gerrit. This means that we are using a very common workflow with our development process is a very common workflow like you can see here. So we go through the development phase. We add new features, we make a fix or whatever change, and then we build and test it. It's very similar to any software development process. Then we go through integration and end-to-end tests, and when we feel comfortable enough that our change is good, we submit it for code review. A human colleague will, or somebody outside in the community will look at the code, will validate whether it's good or not, and will give us a green light or a red light on whether we can continue or not. Once that is done, we release the project, we merge it on GitHub or on Gerrit, and then we run it and eventually debug it and find the issues in production, restart the development cycle, etc. So this is how it would basically work out there. And today's talk is focused on the integration and end-to-end testing side. I'm not sure if you can read, but I will read all the boxes anyway. This is, since we have an external code repositories with GitHub and Gerrit, etc., but we also have internal repositories and machines, we have to split the development process in two parts. The top part is the external process, where we go through the usual development, building unit tests, integration tests, code review, and merging. But then we also have another part inside. After all of this is done, we import the code into our internal repositories. We again build and run unit tests. We may have some additional component that is internal only because it wouldn't work with outside infrastructures, not because there is any confidentiality or secret. And then we run integration and end-to-end tests again against our infrastructure, so we can test on actual stuff that we run in production on. Eventually, we will do a release candidate. We will deploy on a canary, which means on a subset of machines where we run some tests, we validate that everything is good on a smaller scale, and then eventually we will go in mass production. And of course, after releasing, we will do debugging of issues in case something arises. Now, given that this development process is pretty simple and pretty, you're probably all familiar with